Welcome to Soweto. A year on since Nelson Mandela's passing, this is Vilakazi Street, the house where Nelson Mandela used to live and return to when he came from prison. Well, I'm joined by his granddaughter, Ndileka Mandela. Ndileka, it's good to be in Soweto a year after your grandfather's passing. And the street looks peaceful. Many people thought that when Mr. Mandela goes, South Africa will go up in flames.
You know, happily enough, it hasn't. And that's just the spirit of who Granddad was, that even after a year that he's gone, peace still prevails. People still upholding his legacy and what he stood for, because he stood for peace and reconciliation.
So this is amazing to have this museum here, and it's still going, huh?
Yes, it's still going. And I mean, I remember the last time I was at this house,
Yeah. It
was a few months after he was released, actually, from prison.
And yes.
He was in the bedroom.
Yes.
And I came and greeted him. And
So just down there?
Yeah, just down there in the bedroom. And they said, in between meetings, by the way, and said, oh, okay, darling, nice to see you. And, you know, I'm in a meeting. I'll talk to you later.
And that was your grandfather, very accommodating to everyone, to statesmen, kings and queens, and also to his own grandchildren. And what is the family doing to remember the passing of Nelson Mandela?
Okay, we'll be headed. I mean, the government is doing a National Remembrance Day in Freedom Park, which we will attend as family, but we then head over to the Eastern Cape, where we'll have a ceremony that marks the year's anniversary on the Sunday, which is the 7th of
And that will be the end of the mourning period, is that correct?
Yes, that will be the end of the mourning period.
I know that not all families get along. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have differences even with those we love. We know from the news that the family has had some differences as well.
As any family, you know, you disagree with your brother, with your own siblings from the same mother and the same father. We're no different from anybody else.
What do you want the world to remember Mr. Mandela by?
It would be to emulate those values that he espoused. And as he said, that it is up to you, and make every day to be a Mandela day.
Ndileka Mandela, thank you very much for joining us in this interview.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Well, there you had it for yourself. The Mandela family will be gathering in the rural town of Kunu, in his village where he grew up and where he was buried. We were at the funeral and we witnessed how big that event was. And that is how Mr. Mandela will be remembered. The legacy of giving and helping others to be better than they were the day before.